Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Haven't done one of these in a while. The bright light is in my eyes. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, so we're going to talk about a black vote. Many of them, I say them, and I include myself because I've always been a supporter of President Trump since 2016. Actually, before that, I never watched him on The Apprentice. It wasn't my kind of show. But where did I find the? I think it was on Twitter, is where I started saying, this guy thinks like I do. Let me see what's going on here. So that's how I found him. But anyway, let me pull this article up here and let's talk about this. So I'll read and then give my analysis on this. So Donald Trump poised to win more black votes than any Republicans in history. What is this here? Let's see, a 59 second clip. Let's pop on your headphones here and see if we can pick up on what he said here. Oh, hold on, it's muted. I gotta do it over. Let's do it over. All right. It's not, it's playing music. It's not playing anything. Okay, that's fine. I'll leave the headphones on for now. Let's just read. It says here, Donald Trump may win more black votes than any Republican presidential candidate in the history in the upcoming presidential election. Speaking of which, I know I should probably vote in person, but I elected to do the old mail-in thing. Doesn't matter with the state I live in, Massachusetts, these dunces never vote for what's actually good for us. And nonetheless, according to a national and swing state polls reviewed by Bloomberg, the former president and GOP frontrunner has between 14 to 30% of the black vote. That's quite a bit. I believe they said in 2020 he had 8%. And so that's a big jump from 14 and even 20%. Of the black vote share as the country heads into an election year. This is far beyond the 8%, yeah, I was right, 8% of the black vote, the Pew Research Center said the Republican won in 2020 presidential election and more than any Republican candidate before him. NAACP estimated that 5 million black Americans voted in the 1960 presidential election when Richard Nixon won 32% of the black vote. So it seems like President Trump may be poised to win on par with that, or I would argue more. According to Politico, since then, the black population has increased from around 10.83% or 19 million, I believe. I don't know my numbers here. According to an analysis of the census data, the 13.6% of the overall population or people, that the black voting turnout has slightly increased in presidential elections from 58.5 of the eligible voting population in 1964, the earliest election for which such figures are available, to 58.7% in 2020, according to the Statista. Sorry, these lights are blinding me. I can't see or read here. This means if Trump wins more than 13% of the vote shared, he will gain the highest proportion of black votes since Nixon in 1960 and more individual black votes. Now, you've been having some high prominent black leaders and or people in the media like Stephen A. Smith coming out and pretty much he didn't do an endorsement, but he pretty much said that Trump is going to win. And what is Biden doing? I mean, he's not done anything to help the black community. He's not wrong on that. And you have rappers like, is it Meek Miles? I don't know the name. Meek Miles, I guess. You have 50 Cent who recanted. Anyway, you got to stand strong with what you believe. You got Snoop Dogg who I tweeted against way back when he was bashing Trump the last time, but now he supposedly he's had a change of heart and said, I got nothing but love for President Trump. So the Democratic President Joe Poopy Biden, on the other hand, attracted 92% of the black vote in 2020 compared with just 8% for Trump. According to the analysis by the Pew Research Center, the black vote helped him win in swing states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, with Biden securing 88% of the black vote with Georgia in 2020, for instance, by overall only winning the state by 11,779 votes or 0.24%. But polls conducted in 2023 suggested that the incumbent president is now losing support among black voters. Well, let's see. I wonder why that is. Well, let's see. What are they doing? And start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. New York, New York, New York. What are they doing there? Mayor Adams, what are you doing? Addie, what are you doing? Huh? You blithering idiot. You are giving up all the resources to Americans who need it. And who are you giving it to? Illegal. And then, by the way, by definition, something that's illegal is against the law, criminal. You're giving them how much? I don't even remember how much money it amounts to for food to eat on a full stomach and housing. Yet you have homeless people in New York and California who are not getting a wink of help. Maybe Xi Jinping need to go visit New York so they could clean up the streets and make it look nice for him again like they did in California. Anyway, Trump's favorability in the same period has remained steady at around 25%. If Trump comes up with black vote in swing states, then it could help him win the election. Newsweek contacted representative for Trump and Biden comments, and let's see what anyone says. Speaking to Newsweek, Mary Frances Berry, historian at the Pennsylvania State University, cited economic reasons for Trump gaining more of the vote share. Well, I can tell you that for sure, because I mean, when he was around, everyone was making more money. I mean, arguably, and this is despite of this economy, I was able to maneuver myself in a position because of my skills, land a better position than I was working then, and that's nothing to do with the economy. I've just, you know, they found me. When you have skills, people are going to find you. And so it had not. If I had to find it on my own because of the economy, I probably would not have found anything, which I didn't. I was looking for the longest to leave the company I was with previously because they were just not footing or not paying the bills. But nonetheless, it says here, despite the decline in inflation, she said, some who are small business owners say Trump, under Trump, it was easier for them to get federal loans, for example. They also cited that the backlash against police accountability measures as the George Floyd murder discussion has receded into the sunset. She continued, middle-aged and older black women seem to take a better than Trump lesser of the two evil posture, but nobody I know is excited about re-electing Bidey, Bidey, Bidey. They like Kamala? Who likes Kamala? What? Are you serious? Someone raise your hand if you like Kamala Harris, because I know I don't. But lots of folks will probably stay home unless some unexpected positive change in the economy. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Mark Shanahan, an associated professor in politics at the University of Surrey in the UK, said the potential drop in the black voting turnout could swing Trump's four things for Trump. Biden is no Obama, he told Newsweek. He's not a candidate who excites and has offered little, if anything, specific to the black American community since 2021. Remember what he said, if you have trouble whether or not you're going to vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Remember him saying that? Never forget it. On the Charlatan show, I will not call them, I will not use God's name to invoke his silly name. You're no God, so you should stop calling yourself that. What is his name? Charlemagne? Whatever his name is. Even he's starting to come around. Nonetheless, some black men may be attracted to the machismo of Trumpism, but they're not to be balanced out by black women who see nothing positive in the second term. But just by staying at home, black voters could swing this election to the GOP. Tight races. Well, now if they have their way, illegal aliens coming in, you get them a driver's license, you could vote. You don't even need to show your driver's license. What am I talking about? Capitalizing on their potential gain, the Trump campaign plans to court the black vote. Of course, I would do the same thing too. And there you have it. So the bottom line is that black people are sick and tired, not in large enough numbers, of the Democrats, basically. That is what's going on. They understand, well, you know how they say actions speak louder than words? So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know in 2016, I was better off than I am in 2024. Or 20, when did Poopy get elected? 2020. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that. So, no, it does not really surprise me at all. None in the least. But I'm curious to know what you think. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. By the way, new music coming soon. It's not going to be a typical Ray Dog stuff, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I have my political hat on, so we needn't getting into that. But anyway, if you want to know, you can certainly let me know in the comments below. And I don't know when I'll be back, honestly. You can keep continuing to watch my shorts, which they'll be coming out, and again my AI music videos, they're on the 5th, the 15th, and the 30th of each month. Obviously February doesn't have 30 days, so I think it'll come out on the 29th. So that's it for today, and What do you think? Are you voting Biden? Are you voting Trump? Let me know.